What drew you to the Petersburg job?
Actually, I was bored one night on graveyard shift, and we had this police one email that was sent out, and I clicked on careers, looked at it, and said, where would I want to live? Clicked on Alaska and started going through the list, found Petersburg, and started doing some research on Petersburg, found out how nice the community was, the schools in the area, and so now I'm here.
All right. Well, you wanted to get out of Arizona? Was it too hot for you, or just time for a change? Or
I wanted to change. My kids, I have a 4-year-old and a 3-year-old, and of course my wife, and the kids are going to be going to school. So what I wanted to do was get a better life for them.
Okay.
And from what I found, there's no better place than Petersburg.
All right. So you've just started this week, is that right? Or
today's my first day.
Okay. What happens, Captain John Hamilton? What's the process now for him?
Well, we get done with the paperwork from today's activities. We were hitting the ground running this morning. We'll have some training. You know, Jim's got, he's an instructor in a number of different disciplines. He's a firearms instructor. He's a driving instructor, pursuit driving instructor. He's got other certificates. He's got a lot of training, and he was actually the acting watch commander at his previous job. They had big plans for him down there. He brings a lot of badly needed experience. You know, we lost about 40 years experience when Jim and Heidi left. And Jim's experience, he's much busier in terms of law enforcement calls for service and the things that we do. So his 9 years down there would equate to, you know, 20 or 30 years here. And we're really grateful to have that experience coming into our department.
Experience on the night shift too, which I bet is pretty popular among the department.
Well, I miss it, but my night shift days are over for
yeah.
good.
But that's something you might be doing here, Jim.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Does that bring a full slate other than the new chief who's not slated to get here?
Yes, Kelly will get here next month, and then we'll be fully staffed.
Okay.
But, of course, it takes time. You know, Jim's got to go through, even though he's got a lot of experience, everybody has to go through the same length field training program. He will not have to go through the full academy. The state has a 2-week challenge academy. I went through that school when I came here 20 years ago. He will just do the 2-week over in Sitka at some point. But as soon as he's done with his 12-week FTO program, well, he'll be working by himself.
Anything else the community should know about you, your family, or getting to know you around town? Or other interests or hobbies or things you like to do? You must like outdoors a little bit, fishing, hunting, or anything like that? Or
yeah, we love fishing, hunting, camping, and if they ever see us walking around town, don't be afraid to say hi.